Hör du Stau? Stau, good evening. So I'm going to start. The handout can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the last row, the second column from the left. It's a landing page for the Tikkuni Zohar. And we're starting with right at the beginning with class one. And the first part is in English because it's my commentary explaining what is here. And we will see how far we get. And I'll start with a L'shem Yichud. And that literally will be the only preparation we have each night. Is will be a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabrichu ishkin te bidhilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. Le'achta l'shem yud he bovav he b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Le'mud Torah mitzvah. Va'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayihino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei adenu kanunei aleinu ma'asei adenu kanuneihu. My commentary. Almost every sentence in this translation, but it's really not a straight translation, it's also a commentary. And almost every sentence requires a commentary to explain it. In order to fully understand the beginning, the intermediate, and even the advanced students of Kabbalah, this would require too much time, and thus we will add many verbal comments in our recordings for this material. In time, it is my intention to add additional written comments to this material. Please do not get frustrated, but spend the time to understand through meditation and your own intuition. Remember, there are 70 explanations in the Torah. And this, the Tikkuni Zohar, is the soul of the soul of the Torah. It is important for the student of Kabbalah to realize that the Tanakh, the Talmud, the Zohar, and especially the Tikkuni Zohar, is written in a way that we jump from subject to subject. There is no logical progression. From subject to subject. This is a technique that is utilized by the human mind that is usually not recognized. It is important for the student to realize this. We can now start the translation and commentary. The Tikkuni Zohar is more than 70 essays on the first word of the Torah. Bereshit. Just as the whole is more than the sum of its parts, one must also realize that any teaching of Torah has many different levels. Even when translated into one of those levels, there are many other levels still concealed. Remember, there is a danger to consider the current translation as complete in all of the meanings of all of the levels. As an example of what is being said above, the word Bereshit is usually translated as in the beginning. This is an accurate translation, but it is not the only possible accurate translation. It may also be translated accurately as in a beginning. One can certainly see the difference between these two translations. It is important to remember when reading a translation, one loses significant energy, and especially an insight into what the author means, or planned to mean, or actually meant. These essays, all 70 as one unit, one essence, was written by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. What was his purpose in writing these truths, or in teaching these truths? I will leave this up to the reader to strive to search for himself for the relationship between Rabbi Shimon as the author and you, the reader. Enjoy your search for Torah as you search for truth. The foreword. The Tikkuni Zohar is part of a group of mystical writings grouped together under the general topic Zohar. It is an exposition via Kabbalah that studies the deep connections of the Shekhinah throughout the verses of Torah and the underlying themes of mystical thought. There are 70 Tikkun, or sections, each dealing with a variation of the word Bereshit and how it relates to just about everything in the Jewish thought of the times and also relating to that which is called the Oral Torah. Up until this moment, there has never been an English commentary on Tikkuni HaZohar that has covered the entire range of topics. This is now a complete English commentary that, with Hashem's help, will reach those true seekers of wisdom, gathering those insights from Torah in the harvest of the mind that awakens to its fruit. The topics included in here concern the ritual, specific prayers, the elements, the tree of life, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, cantillation trope, the specific vowels and their mystical meanings, and a whole host of allegories that explain the mystical side of Jewish thought. Central to this thought is Shekhinah, the divine presence, the bride of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The father, the mother, the daughter, and the son, all relationships on the tree of life, are examined in great detail. The author's method, or the translator's methodology for producing this commentary, was to examine each paragraph and extract the meanings from there, and then tie it into the whole picture as it went along. I have included the Hebrew as well as the translation of certain sections to set the tone for the text as well, as clarify in a broad sense the letter combinations that are referenced here. This information is made available during certain periods of time in order to raise the level of consciousness in order to bring about unity and peace. It is important that this English commentary be understood in the context of practical thought and the relationships that we have with the Creator and the created. It is in that spirit that my study commenced and continued for over 2.5 years. While I was working on this commentary, I realized that the essence of Kabbalah is to study Torah and bring forth the hidden mysteries that are available for those with eyes to see and ears to hear. The unifications that take place during the text guided me as true as a sextant and the North Star. As our sages used to say, if I were only first this moment, it would have been enough. My commentary. This foreword was written by the translator. the last paragraph indicates that the translator is a kosher student of Kabbalah. This may have become true during the translation rather than before, so we need to take his translations with skepticism. Even with our skepticism, there can be truths learned from this translation. Good luck in that effect. Here is the Tikkuni Zohar in the original Aramaic. In the first section, Aleph, and each section is broken into an Aleph and a Bet. Now, I'm planning to read the Zohar in the Aramaic, just be sounding out the letters. There are no vowels here, so I will make mistakes. But as the Zohar has said, whenever you make a mistake in the reading of the Aramaic or the Hebrew, the listener hears it correctly. Why does that happen? How does that happen? An angel comes and changes the words when they go into the ear of the listener. Why does that happen? It's too long to explain at this point. Suffice it to say, if I make a mistake, and I will, doesn't mean that you heard a mistake. Tikkuni Zohar Daf Aleph Aleph Rabbi Shimon Azal Leia Biarek Lemadavara Bilod Veatkaniz Vechad Vearta Uber Rabbi Elazar Varya Atrachiach Nisa Nefak Behon Chad Charov Bechad Meana Kameya Achli Mehahu Charov Beshatin Mehahu Meya Be Adonai Heywayo Eliyahu Zachor Latov Ati Lachon Bekol Yoma Tarizimani Beoli Lone Below Yedanish Behuko Bezohar Chadash Parashit Tavi Tavo Ketiv Sham Vidait Kari Tikkuni Azohar Deinun Shivaim Antin Leorita Dinar Defarish Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Bemalot Barish Bereshit Mesitari Oraita Kom Rabbi Shimon Aftach Melin Kami Shakinta Betach V'amar V'hamishkalim Uzchairu Kizahar Harikiyo V'gomer v'hamashkilim Ilein Rabbi Shimon V'chabariyo U'chiru kad itkansho L'mavad ha'chavora Reshota ati ha'iv L'hon ulaliyahu Amchon ulkol nashmatin demati betain V'nachata b'nayhu v'la'akol balachaya v'yitkasyo uva'erach she'akol v'alat al-kola yachiv reshu l'chol shemirin Kadishin ulkol chayavim ulkol kenoim legala alon razin tamirin kol shem bedaraga deilaya Virashuta Yahayev Leasher Safirin Legala Alon Razin Tamarin Vdelait Yahiv Rishu Legala Alon Aditi Vira Dimalka Meshichach Kizohar harakia, Pihu kalil kol gavin, Zohar tamer, Veganiz, Zohar bahir b'shachak yayim, Zohar zarik, Netzutzin, Umavachiyak, Kivarak leanin, Zohar Zahir Avir Kasi Yehura Zohar Zahir Sumaka Kami Adim Zohar Bevahik Kalil Yeroka Kachama Excuse me. Zohar Yarak Kachat Kachokav Zohar Kalil Chavir Vesomik Zohar Zahir Lekol Avir Imaan Demachach Vepatish Vezarik Shavivin Lekol Sitra Haki Mechai Zohar Zaharin Kama Dishpatin Deinun Zaharin Kulhu Barakia Nuscha Acharan Rina Ta'ana Veham Ashkilim Yishiru Kizahar harakia, Bihu zahar tamir, Veganiz da katar, Katar keter, Zohar behir, Beshachakim da bhachma, Zohar zarik netzutzin, Umavik kevarik leanin da b'yaniya bina zahar chavir kasi hara da gadol gadola zohar zahir sumaka gema adayim da gavura Zohar mevahik l'chalil yiroka kechama da tifarit tiferet Zohar yirok kakatu kokav da netzach Zohar kalil okam Vesomek dahod Zohar zohir Lekol avir Iman demacha Patish Bazarik Shavi Bin Lakal Seter Dayasod Vilaini Nun Nishmatin Meilain Mishkalim Deit Behon Shekoli Ishta Maud Ah Berazin Dima Arikon Kalihu Rashimin Umat Spirin Pemalkota Deraka Derakia Kako Havinayo Denaharin Berakia Behainu Uskiriu Kazohar Harakia My Harakia Denahirin Beit Nishmatin Dimashkilim Kako Havim Kako Havaya Barakia Haki Neharin Bekol Rispia Bekol Hu Parhin Min Rakia Bedat Sadik Chai Olamim Demi Mania Parhin Nishmatin Detsadikaya Unaharin Sihara Vial Yihu Ketiv Vaiten Otam Alakim Pirakia Hashmaim Lehair Al Haeretz Vihu Rakia Vihu Leail Machivin Hada Udiktiv Umama al Rakia Asher al Rashim Behapoch Rakia Vitashkach Lea Akir Vyasoda Demarkavata Vialia Kaimin Chaivin Bekorsaya demarkavata Ala avialia Eat marva tzadik Yesod olam al tzadik Dila ila The introduction. Rabbi Shimon departed and fled into the wilderness of Lod, and concealed himself in a cave. He and Rabbi Elazar, his son, were exiled by the Romans. They were exiled by their own choice rather than face death. There came to be a miracle of nature that happened, and that reproduced a special carob tree and a special spring where water issued forth and fed them from the same carob, and they drank from the same water. And there was Eliyahu of blessed memory who came two times every day, and they learned the knowledge that man did not have in them. It takes 70 years. This is an unwritten commentary. Now let me read the Midrash. I am adding, this is a Midrash from the Zohar. It occurs here in the Tikkuni Zohar and also in the Zohar itself. Is there a difference between these two stories? Yes, there are differences, but not essential differences. People ask, what is the difference between the Zohar and the Tikkuni Zohar? The easiest way to comprehend the difference is the Tikkuni Zohar is a discussion, actually 70 discussions, about the word Bereshit. The Zohar is the teachings of Rabbi Shimon to his 9 students about the Torah, and was written down by Rabbi Abba, over a period of many, many years. An unwritten commentary: a carob tree takes 70 years to grow and bloom and to create carobs that people can eat. So for it to develop overnight was definitely a miracle. Do we think this is a true story? That's up to you to decide. Continuing to read. In the Zohar, there are new things to be written about the name. The opening to this adventure in consciousness begins with Rabbi Shimon and his son Eleazar. They are in a cave, and Elijah comes to speak with them. Everything that comes afterwards is a result of those conversations on the 70 revelations of the word Bereshit. At no time does it say that they ever leave the cave. Tikkuni Zohar, Aleph Aleph. Rabbi Shimon represents the seeker in consciousness that is ultimately seeking its own self-awareness. He seeks refuge in the wilderness of Lod, or the wilderness of 40, Lamed Vav Dalad, as a gematria of 40, which is the same 40 years of wandering and the same 40 days and nights spent on Sinai. The soul surrounded by the world needs respite in order to enter into the holy connection above. I am adding, as a student of Kabbalah, did you even ask why we need to know the location? It is to make the connection that the translator, the commentator, made. We need to know that the translator, the commentator, does not identify where the translation is and where his commentary is. This is important to know, so we do not make mistakes, but we don't have it available to us. Rabbi Shimon is taught by Elijah and miraculously fed from the carob tree and the running stream. Both the teaching and the feeding are one in the same. Where does the soul feed? It is from the tree of life, where both sustenance and higher wisdom are both generated and received. What is the water? It is the flowing emanation of the Shekhinah. Think of Shekhinah as the link that connects, as in one verse of Torah, to another, or even one concept to another. Until there is this linking, there is an absence of understanding. I am adding, water is always an allusion to Torah. The translator is saying the Shekhinah, and I feel that he uses the Shekhinah as an allusion to Torah. So Eliyahu says, let's learn some new insights about Torah. We'll call these insights Tikkuni Zohar, which translates as the correction of the brightness. This is to be called the Tikkuni Zohar about the 70 faces of Torah that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai made up about the word Bereshit in the Secrets of Torah. The 70 faces of Torah references the refuge taken at Elim, where the children of Israel sojourned among the 70 palms and 12 springs. This was a time of learning and inspiration and introspection, alluding to the same type of sojourning that Rabbi Shimon is speaking of here. And I am adding, perhaps someone recognizes what is number of travels in the desert, the trip to and from Elim. This will have additional meaning for the student of Kabbalah. A light bulb may only shine when the circuit between itself and its source is opened. The enlightened ones, the maskilim, connect to this source via the tree of life. Now, the circuit that runs between the enlightened and the tree of life is the Shekhinah. Here we find the various radiances compared to the chayot, the firmaments, the heavens, and the various illuminations that are received from the tree of life and its sephirot. All of these references are points of connection that the soul reaches for and attaches itself to. And the knowledge will be radiant like the bright expanse of the sky. And the knowledge of Rabbi Shimon are warned that they have been given the attached permission given to them by Eliyahu, who is with them and with all those souls in the house of study, to bring down between them that which the angels learn. The angels are guided by in secret. My commentary. A light bulb is not anywhere in the Tikkuni Zohar, since it was written approximately 2,000 years ago. The commentator perceives a circuit of energy that runs from people who are sensitive to this energy, called the Maskilim, the enlightened ones, to the tree of life. This circuit of energy the commentator calls the Shekhinah. Why does the soul, or indeed Elijah, need permission to connect to the tree of life? This permission has more to do with a harmony of relationship rather than the direct granting of permission. It is analogous to the answer that lies in waiting and is only evoked when the right question is asked. In this way, the Maskilim align themselves by their questions in order to receive the answers that are continuously being radiated by the ongoing creation. Elijah, who is acting as intermediary, becomes an amplifier that is placed in between the signal and the output, allowing for the question not only to be heard, but to be also be responded to as well. The question and the answer are a primary component that together define the inner workings of creation, as we discover thought by thought that all of our thoughts are intertwined and are signals within the super awareness, the super awesome unity that we are becoming aware of, coming online to produce the experience of unification. I am adding. There are many systems of Kabbalah. I am not familiar with the one that the translator is using in the above paragraph. Yet remember, I am always indicating that without a question, the answer has no vessel to reveal it. The commentator is using this same question-answer dynamic to explain his understanding of the Tikkuni Zohar. What is this main principle, this Ikar, or the foundation of the chariot? It is the conceptual reality of the tree of life. This is where our thoughts attach themselves to and become, as a result of this attachment, imbued with the radiant brilliance that is the status quo of the continuous creation that always becomes more than it was by compression and expansion. And he who is in the firmament above the living creatures, above which is written in Ezekiel, above the firmament that was over the heads, a question is asked. In this way, the Maskilim align themselves by their questions in order to receive the answers that are continuously being radiated by an ongoing creation. Elijah, who is acting as intermediary, becomes an amplifier that is placed in between the signal and the output, allowing for the question not only to be heard, but to also be responded to as well. The question and the answer are a primary component that together define the inner workings of creation as we discover thought, that all of our thoughts are intertwined and our signals within the super awesome unity that we are becoming aware of coming online to produce the experience of unification. What is this main principle, this ikar, or the foundation of the chariot? It is the conceptual reality of the tree of life. This is where our thoughts attach themselves to and become, as a result of this attachment, imbued with the radiant brilliance that is the status quo of the continuous creation that always becomes more than it was by compression and expansion. And he who is in the firmament above the living creatures, about which is written, above the firmament that was over their heads, and opposite heaven, and obtaining the same main point and foundation of the chariot, whereon stand the living creatures and the throne of the chariot. And it was said to me of them, and righteous foundation of the world on the righteous ones that were above knowing, the world cover, and on the righteous one that to the many exists, the worlds that get discovered. That is the end of the Tikkuni Zohar Aleph Aleph. Does anyone have any questions? We will pick up Aleph Bet tomorrow evening. Shalom to all.